The OCD and Anxiety Podcast by Robert James Coaching. Hello and welcome to the OCD and Anxiety Podcast, where we explore how to have a more positive relationship with anxiety disorders, taking back control so that you can start living the life you choose and not the one chosen by your fears. Hello and welcome to episode 383. I hope that wherever you're listening to this podcast today, that you're doing very well. However, if you are struggling with OCD or anxiety and you would like to get some support with that, well, you can get a free session from me. To get that, you can head over to my website, robertjamescoaching.com. There you can book in for that free session directly, or if you prefer, you can send me a message and let me know about what you're struggling with. In today's podcast, I'm going to be talking about something that you can do when you kind of find that OCD is catching you. It's kind of catching you out. It's catching you unawares. And, you know, in those moments where you're not prepared for it, perhaps you're kind of accidentally giving in to the obsessions, you're performing compulsions, and it's kind of keeping you stuck. So today we're going to be talking about that. Of course, if you would like to follow on Instagram, you can. My Instagram handle is at Robert James Coaching UK. The podcast is now also on YouTube, so you can follow and like there too. And that's it, guys. I really hope that you enjoy. And if you have any questions, do please let me know. Off we go. If you struggle with OCD, then you will most probably be familiar with this situation. Perhaps you've been doing a little bit better. Perhaps, you know, you're managing the OCD a bit more and you're learning how to deal with it. But you're finding that you're getting caught out at particular times. And when you do, it's very difficult in those moments, you know, to kind of not go down the rabbit hole with the OCD. It's very tempting to start ruminating, to start pushing it away, to start fighting with it. And in these situations, it's so important that we, you know, we have something that we can do, something that we know, you know, is likely to help us in that situation, so that we don't just fall back into that old familiar behavior, you know, that really is going to keep us stuck. Of course, it's going to be much more about learning how to accept the discomfort rather than just straight away trying to start fighting with it, trying to start pushing it away. The problem with the latter is, of course, we're actually just performing compulsions when we're doing this, with the idea that really what a compulsion is when we kind of get down to it is it's a kind of way in which we push difficult emotions away. We're not wanting to experience uncertainty. We're not wanting to experience the difficult emotions that are associated with uncertainty, fear, anxiety, anger, guilt, shame, all of these very hard to feel emotions. On some level, we'd much rather just kind of push all of those things away. And, you know, really kind of that is part of what OCD is all about. It's a kind of strategy. And it in maybe at some point in your life, it was actually supporting you in some way, you know, by kind of pushing down difficult emotions when perhaps those difficult emotions were very, very hard for you to experience in the past. You know, by actually allowing ourselves to begin to open up to those difficult emotions in the present and actually feel them, well, we can learn a lot from that experience. And, you know, it's not so much about trying to figure it out or problem solve anymore, which is, you know, a typical strategy that we tend to perform in OCD. You know, we're actually trying to allow the difficult emotions to come up and to acknowledge that, you know, we have this habit. OCD is really a kind of form of habit where, you know, whenever difficult things come up, we're trying to deflect, we're trying to not feel them. And, you know, in order for us to really change, I think, in the long term, you know, we've got to change that habit. We've got to find a way to more routinely, as we go through our days, when we find ourselves getting triggered, you know, to be able to actually check in with ourselves and feel what we're feeling. Now, of course, you know, this is the purpose a lot of the time of doing exposure work is, you know, that you plan in specific activities that are going to create some anxiety for you. And, you know, you're learning how to gently lean into that anxiety and kind of habituate to it, try to learn how to get more comfortable with that anxiety and wait and be patient. And normally what happens then is it comes down and you begin to feel a lot better, you know. But there's a difference, I think, between kind of planned activities that you might do with ERP, for example, and actual real life exposures, things that happen during your day-to-day life that are, you know, very hard to deal with because they're not planned. They just come up. And so often, you know, this is kind of what I'm talking about in the title. This is when OCD strikes. You know, we're not really ready for it. We, you know, we haven't planned to have that very high anxiety appearing suddenly. We're not ready for that new theme or topic that's just suddenly appeared out of nowhere. And it's really terrifying, the idea of it. And so, you know, we're feeling that urge to start ruminating about it. You know, when things aren't planned and, you know, you just get a random trigger from somewhere, it can be harder to know what to do in that situation because it catches you off guard. You feel kind of like you haven't quite got your equilibrium, and it's almost like the kind of more obsessive part of us really wants to feel a bit better before you start tackling that thing or before you start dealing with that thing. And of course, what's that way that we so often, like, what's the thing that we so often try to do to feel better in those situations? Well, just perform a compulsion, get a bit of reassurance, think about it a little bit, perform a physical ritual or compulsion in some way, do some counting, whatever it might be for you. You know, and unfortunately, when we start doing that, of course, all we're really doing is reinforcing the cycle of OCD. And so instead, if we can learn, you know, more habitually in these situations where we do get caught out, and it does happen, unfortunately, quite a lot with OCD, you know, if you're able in those situations to view them as a challenge rather than a threat, it's very easy to kind of label all of these things as threats and to believe that they're going to take you down, that you don't have a chance against them, that this is OCD, it's too strong. Remember, how we interpret difficult events in our lives has a big impact on how we're actually able to deal with them. And so if you can view them moving forward as a challenge, you know, that you can try to overcome, I think it does kind of help. And then the idea is to do your very best to, rather than start problem solving it or pushing it away in various different ways, compulsions, instead what we're going to do is something strange in a way. And if you've been practicing some of the meditations that I've shared on this podcast, for example, where we practice moving towards the difficult emotions rather than pushing them away, this is the kind of thing that I'm talking about here. You know, as you're going through your day, if you get a trigger, if you can actually practice feeling the difficult emotions that come up directly in that moment, rather than straight away taking some kind of countermeasure that involves pushing it away in some way, if you can instead feel it and do your very best to just acknowledge that you've been triggered and that there's a real physical reaction going on in the body in that moment, you can learn a lot just from doing that. And sometimes I say to people, have a 10-second rule or have a 30-second rule. When you feel yourself very triggered and you're very tempted to start compulsing, the urge is there, just see if you can slow everything down for 10 seconds to a minute. You don't need to close your eyes. You don't need to kind of meditate, but just move into your body with your eyes open, paying attention to that anxiety where you feel it in your body. Often it tends to be in the stomach or in the chest, but it can be in different places for different people. Sometimes it can be in the jaw or the head or the shoulders. But just pay attention to that feeling of anxiety. Try not to judge it. Try not to push it away. See if instead you can be curious about that feeling. As strange as that sounds, and I know it does sound strange, and it's very counterintuitive to try to move towards anxiety when you've been triggered. But actually, you know, in my experience, this really does have a huge impact. And just from kind of taking a break and feeling what you're feeling for, you know, anywhere from 10 seconds to a minute, often it's enough time to just kind of slow things down enough where, you know, perhaps the urge to perform that compulsion, it just goes down a notch or two. You're able to have a bit more perspective on the situation. You're able to then kind of refocus your attention and kind of apply, you know, some of the concepts behind acceptance commitment therapy of acknowledging and then refocusing your attention back onto a valued activity. And before you know it, you've kind of moved on and forgotten about that thing because you're not paying so much attention to it anymore. But if you're able to actually feel it before you do that moving on with acceptance commitment therapy, you know, in my experience, that tends to be really, really helpful because you've truly acknowledged it because you've actually tried to feel it. And so often with OCD, we're doing the opposite. We're doing everything we can to not feel those difficult things. So, you know, 10 seconds to a minute, if you can, get into a habit of doing that. And it may be a really, really helpful thing that over time it begins to change your relationship with your difficult emotions. And it may just help as well in that moment, you know, to kind of deal with that trigger in a slightly better and more positive way. So there we go, guys. I really hope that you found that one helpful. If you have any questions at all, do please let me know. And I will see you next time. Just a quick reminder that if you want to get a free session, all you need to do to get that is to head over to my website, www.robertjamescoaching.com. And there you can leave me a message and we can arrange the free session. And now just a quick reminder of my disclaimer. Any information that you view on my website, Instagram page, Facebook group, or anywhere else online, or any information that you listen to on the podcast is for informational purposes only and is not intended to be a substitute for actual medical or mental health advice from a doctor, psychologist, or any other medical or mental health professional.